Welcome to this demonstration of using airfoil speakers and airfoil from Rogue Amoeba software to enable your iPhone to play out to multiple AirPlay speakers. Because as we all know at the moment, if you play to an AirPlay speaker from iOS, such as your iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad, you can only play to one AirPlay speaker. So I'm about to show you how to play to multiple AirPlay speakers, and in this demo I'll actually be using my iPhone. And in advance, I'm actually going to apologise for the audio quality. I'm actually currently using my MacBook Air in my house, and it's a little bit on the echoey side. But hopefully you should get the gist of what I'm trying to demonstrate to you. The first thing I need to do is to run AirFoil speakers and AirFoil on my Mac. So I'm just going to go to my desktop on my Mac with the voiceover command Shift VOD, and of course the VO keys being the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now, Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D for desktop.
Desktop Macintosh HD volume.
Applications folder with Shift Command A.
Applications now in Applications window.
I'm just going to type in AIR.
Airfoil speakers.app application.
That's the application I want, Airfoil speakers. Open that up with Command O.
Open. Application. Airfoil speakers window.
Now what this is in effect doing is setting my, in this case, MacBook Air up as an actual AirPlay speaker at the moment. So that's all I have to do with Airfoil speakers. Now I need to run Airfoil itself. So I'm just going to do Command Tab to go back to the Applications folder.
Finder.
And if I just press down arrow.
Airfoil.app application.
There's Airfoil itself. Command O to open that one.
Open. Airfoil. Airfoil window. Audio source button as keyboard focus.
And now I have to set my audio source as the Airfoil speakers application. So I just press the space bar.
Menu, 18 items.
Come down to Airfoil speakers.
Recent applications, Redhear Pro.
That's Redhear Pro, the Daisy player for the Mac.
Airfoil speakers.
And there's Airfoil speakers, just press the enter key.
Closing menu, audio source button.
Now I'll just show you the current speakers I've got set up at the moment. So it's going to do VOM, or Control Option M for main menu.
Menu bar, Apple.
Cross to speakers.
Airfoil, speakers.
And pull it down.
Speakers, menu, 12 items. Transmit to.
Okay, so I can transmit to.
Computer, command 1.
So computer is command 1.
AQ Smart Speaker 016 AC3, command 2.
That's my first AQ audio speaker, which is the command key plus 2. And that's actually the AQ Audio Smart Speaker in my dining room. If I come down one more.
AQ Smart Speaker 016 BBE, command 3.
And command 3 is my AQ Audio Smart Speaker where I'm sitting here in the lounge room. And my other AirPlay speakers underneath this menu include also my Apple TV in my lounge room, study, and the boys' playroom as well. But I won't do those at the moment for this demo. So I'm just going to press the escape key.
Closing menu, audio source button.
I'm going to actually select those two speakers that I want the iPhone, in this case, to play out to. So I'm going to do command 2.
AQ Smart Speaker 016 AC3, checked, effects button.
Okay, so that's the one in the dining room. Command 3.
AQ Smart Speaker 016 BBE, checked.
And I'm not going to check the computer one, which is command 1. So let's come back to the iPhone. And I'm just going to select Downcast, which is the app for playing podcasts. I'm just going to press the app switcher on my iPhone with the home button twice.
App switcher, home.
Flick to the right, Downcast.
Downcast, running.
Double tap that.
Downcast.
Bring up the control center to select AirPlay. So I'm touch the status line at the top.
Orientation locked, status bar item.
Three finger flick up for the control center.
Control center, airplane mode, off.
Down to the bottom.
Calculator, button.
And flick back to the left to find AirPlay.
Clock, flashlight, AirPlay, button.
One finger double tap.
AirPlay, heading.
Okay, flick to the right.
Done, button, selected, iPhone.
Okay, that's my iPhone, of course.
AQ Smart Speaker 016AC3.
AQ Audio Smart Speaker.
AQ Smart Speaker 016 David S. MacBook Air.
And that's my MacBook Air. Remember I said that my MacBook Air is now acting as an AirPlay speaker itself, but in conjunction with AirFoil, I'm then retransmitting, if you like, from AirFoil speakers out to, in this case, my two AQ Audio Smart Speakers. So I'm going to select my Mac, one finger double tap.
Selected, David S. MacBook Air.
Okay, and of course with AirPlay, I still retain VoiceOver on my current iOS device, which is the iPhone. Come out of AirPlay by choosing the top right-hand button on the screen.
Done button.
That's the done button, one finger double tap.
Airplane mode, off.
I'm back to Control Center, two fingers scrubbed.
Downcast, back button.
Okay, and now if I come down the bottom to find the play button.
Play button.
One finger double tap.
Plays or pauses audio, pause.
Welcome to this demonstration of an overview of the VoiceOver Bluetooth keyboard commands for iOS.
Okay, so that's iOS playing out of my AQ Audio iPhone, speaker in the lounge room.
Touch or iPad.
That's my recent demo on
my iPhone,
iOS Bluetooth keyboard commands. Bluetooth. And if I get up with my MacBook...
But before I get started, let me just say that I've got my iPhone turned on.
Come into the kitchen.
I've had my Bluetooth keyboard in.
And keep going into the dining room.
The home screen of my iPhone that contains all the icons or applications or apps.
Okay, and there's my second AQ Audio Smart Speaker playing in the dining room. So I'm effectively playing two AirPlay speakers from my iOS device. And if I want to be really cute, let me just leave the dining room. Went back through the kitchen.
So again, from the far left in towards the space bar, you have function.
There's the lounge room AQ Audio Smart Speaker.
Command and then the space bar.
And I've just come into my boy's playroom. So if I effectively want a third AirPlay speaker running, I can now choose my Mac. So if I do command one.
Computer checked.
The left one is your left arrow, the right one is your right arrow.
So right down the side of my house, I've now got three AirPlay speakers running from my iPhone, which is still sitting in the lounge room. So if I do command one.
Computer.
I've unselected my computer. And I'm just going to come back out of the playroom.
I normally have my Bluetooth keyboard turned on. The actual off button is on the back of
Oops,
the keyboard.
Oops, almost fell over to you. Okay, and I'm back to the lounge room. So if I come back to my iPhone,
and it's on the right hand side,
and two finger double tap.
So you push it in, turn it on or off.
In summary, I've used two applications on my Mac to allow multiple AirPlaying from my iOS device. So first of all, I ran the AirFoil speakers application and that turned my MacBook Air into an AirPlay speaker. Then I ran AirFoil itself and chose the audio source to retransmit as the AirFoil speakers application itself. And then when I was on my iPhone, I then chose AirPlay, chose my AirPlay speaker, in this case my MacBook Air, and then when I was transmitting my audio demo from Downcast to my Mac, being an AirPlay speaker, I then of course used AirFoil to retransmit the sound coming in out to my other AirPlay speakers, i.e. the one in my lounge room and the one in my dining room. And then, of course, I finished off by just showing you turning on my third AirPlay speaker, as it were, as in reactivating the AirPlay speaker in the MacBook Air itself. So, effectively, I had three AirPlay speakers running all at the same time, even though, as far as the iOS device was concerned, it was AirPlaying to one AirPlay device. So, I hope that's made sense. I actually enjoy using that type of setup, especially to listen to the cricket lately. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.